This is Wesley Fredrickson, and I will be interviewing Phyllis Haynes today. Today is September the 4th, 1993, and Phyllis, would you tell us who you are?
I'm Phyllis Elaine Haynes, birthday 10-22-64.
And what is your relationship to Jim Haynes?
I am his wife, but we're currently getting a divorce. We were married on December 27, 1983.
Okay, are you aware that I am tape recording this conversation?
Yes, I am.
Is that all right with you?
Yes, it is.
All right. Well, can you tell me, in your relationship with Jim Haynes, has he been a good person to you? Has he treated you right?
Not really. No, he hasn't.
He has never treated you good?
He has treated me good at times. It's like he always tried to buy my love, instead of just love me for who I am, what I am. But besides that, he has abused me many, many times, physically, emotionally, mentally. He's beat me bloody many, many times. But I always thought he'd see that I did love him for who he was, without his drugs, without his money. And it was never, he never seen until it was too late.
Are you familiar with the Diane Downs case? Diane and her children were shot by someone?
Yes, I am.
Do you recall where you were at the time that you heard about this shooting? Do you remember reading it in the papers or seeing it on
television? I remember reading it in the paper. I don't really remember the dates or anything. I remember looking at the composite drawing. And then later, I never really thought about it, but my husband told me it was like late 1985 that he was the one that shot Diane Downs' children. And then I recall seeing the newspaper composite drawing, and I was thinking of how similar it really did look to him. And it scared me, and I kind of just put it in the back of my mind and didn't think about it anymore. And then later on, about 6 months later, he brought it up to me again. I think he was trying to scare me. And he said, don't you remember what I told you? And I'm like, no, I don't. What? And he's like, I'm the one that shot Diane Downs' kids. And I told him right there, I said, Jim, don't say things like that to me, because you're the father of my children, and I don't want to think that the father of my children is capable of doing such things. And he never brought it up to me again after that.
You didn't ask him any questions as to why he would do such a thing?
I did not want to know. I didn't want to think that the father of my kids was capable of doing something like that. It scares me, because it thinks, what if somebody was mad at Jim? What if Jim owes somebody money, or made somebody mad in the drug world? Then if he'd done something like that to somebody else's kids, it'd make it very viable for somebody to come do that to our kids and me, and it scares me. I don't like it.
Have you talked about this with anybody else? Do you know what?
Not really. I've talked about it a little bit with my mother and with a few other people, but no.
Does this make you nervous to talk about it?
Very.
Are you afraid that if Jim finds out about it, that he might hurt you?
Yes, I am. Very scared. I know he will hurt me if he finds out something about it, and he's not stopped. I know that if anything does become of this, if he's not put behind bars or imprisoned, that I will be hurt, whether he's prosecuted or not. If he finds out that I said this, I will be hurt.
Phyllis, what you've said here today is—it takes a lot of courage. Do you have any other reasons for doing this? What would be your motivation for sharing this at this time? Why would you want to tell me about this?
Well, I think it's wrong that somebody else is in prison for something that they didn't do, when he's so blatantly going around saying that he's the one that done it.
Have you heard that he's told other people?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. Several other people. And he brags about it. He likes to put people in fear. In fear of him, he gets a thrill out of it, something, I don't know, or feels superior.
Do you think he really did it?
I wasn't there. I don't know. But I know he's capable of it.
All right. I appreciate your honesty in all of these questions. Have I told you anything or helped you in any way to answer these questions?
No. No,
okay, what you're saying, you have not been influenced?
No, what I said is the truth. I have no reason to lie.
All right, and you know that this has been a tape-recorded conversation?
Yes, I do.
If something were to happen and this is brought to a court of law, would you be willing to testify in court to these things?
Yes, I would.
All right.
Even though I'm scared to death, I would. You bet.
This is the end of this conversation. I appreciate this. Today is September the 4th, 1993.